Now we bring to these microphones David James of David James Reports. This is a part of our activities here at Prophecy Today. On the right-hand column of our homepage, if you scroll down, you'll see the icon for David James Reports. And this is key for you to be able to understand, or at least have some thinking motivated within your mind as to some of the issues that need to be discussed among the body of Christ. We do that. This is a service that David is offering. He does a lot of research on the issues we talk about. I bring to the table some input as well. I'm usually asking the questions and letting David be the authority. But the fact is, you need to eavesdrop on these conversations as often as you can, or you can go to the website, prophecytoday.com, go to David James Reports. He's written some articles on these issues as well. That would be a valuable place for you to bookmark on your computer so that you can check them out as often as possible. And David, you also have a website that deals with integrity of the issues biblically as well. Give us that address for that website.
The website is the Alliance for Biblical Integrity, and the address is biblicalintegrity.org. Just one word, biblicalintegrity.org.
And we are endeavoring to put together a capability for the body of Christ, looking to God's Word to be the final authority. Not David James, not Jimmy DeYoung. God's Word is the absolute final authority. And in light of that, then we go forward. Of course, we would welcome your comments. If you have any, send them to either David or myself, and I will try to deal with that. Maybe one program we'll set aside for doing exactly that. David, recently we've discussed growing anti-Semitism even in the church. For example, Christ at the Checkpoint in that conference that took place in Bethlehem. Now, this week, a denomination became part of this very disturbing trend, did it not?
That's right. On June 20th, the General Assembly of the Presbyterian Church in the USA, PCUSA, they voted 310 to 303, a close vote, and it was to divest from three companies that provide supplies to the Israeli IDF, or their security forces, and also companies that provide services or supplies to Israel's living in Judea and Samaria, the so-called West Bank. This denomination had about $21 million in investments in Hewlett-Packard, Motorola Solutions, and Caterpillar. And actually, this proposal came up a couple of years ago, and it was rejected by just two votes. So this has been coming for some time.
Well, this is not the only recent decision by PCUSA that has been a problem, is it?
Well, no. Actually, on the previous day of the General Assembly, they voted 61% to 39% to allow clergy to perform same-sex marriages. And actually, the two together may mean an exodus from the denomination, and it's not a huge denomination. It's under 2 million members, but on the other hand, it's the second largest to vote for performing same-sex marriages. And beyond this, the denomination PCUSA, it's not to be confused with PCA. The PCUSA doesn't hold a biblical inerrancy, accepts no-fault divorce, doesn't think abortion should be restricted, and so on.
Well, PCUSA is also taking part in the growing Palestinian BDS movement. Now, explain the acronym there, BDS.
Right. BDS stands for Boycott, Divestment, and Sanctions, and it's a way for the Palestinians and others who would join them to put pressure on Israel to capitulate to Palestinian demands. They actually have a website, and this is what they say. In 2005, Palestinian civil society issued a call for a campaign of boycotts, divestment, and sanctions against Israel until it complies with international law and Palestinian rights. And their byline is freedom, justice, equality, and they call Israel an apartheid state. And unfortunately, they're being joined by not just other secular organizations, but they're being joined by a growing number of Christians.
Yeah, what about Presbyterian churches of the United States of America? Why did they get involved? If they're not that large a denomination as such, as you mentioned, why are they involved?
Well, I think it's probably part of a larger issue, and that is a theological issue, and that's the fact that they would not see Israel as being recipients or ongoing recipients of the promises of God, having a right to the land of the promised land of Israel. And so ultimately it comes down to a theological issue where they would see that the church has replaced Israel in God's program, and so national Israel just doesn't have a future.
Well, they're then not the only evangelical leaders that are getting actually involved in some type of a negative approach to Israel as well, are they?
No, unfortunately, that's true. You know, for quite a while, we've had people like Jim Wallis of Sojourners, Brian McLaren, Tony Campolo. Those would be expected, but now we've got men like Gary Burge at Wheaton. That was the flagship school of evangelicalism years ago. Vernon Grounds at Denver Seminary, the former president of InterVarsity, former president of Fuller, David Neff, who's an editor at Christianity Today. So there is a growing movement, a significant number of people who have been considered evangelicals who are joining this cause.
Well, would that mean then that the evangelical leaders that you have just given us a list of basically are moving away from the eschatological passages of Scripture that talk about the return of Jesus Christ, meaning that there is a plan that Jesus has for the Jewish people, and also the covenants that the Lord made with the Jewish people? Are they simply just forgetting that, moving away from it?
Yes, that's right. They not only ignore the biblical passages, but they ignore historical realities as well. And that's the fact that the Palestinians really aren't an historical people group. They don't have a separate language. They don't have a separate historical identity. They don't have a land. And they should be a part of living in the land of Israel like others have, and accept Israel's right to the land.
What about the Palestinian Christians? Now, I know by experience of many of the Palestinian people who really know and love Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Many of them live in Bethlehem, up in Nazareth. That is the case. We know of a number of true born-again Bible-believing Christians in the Gaza Strip among Hamas and all the other radicals down there. How do they play into all of this?
Well, unfortunately, it's a mixed bag. You know, obviously, those who are born-again believers are brothers and sisters in Christ, and actually, they have become victims and even pawns in this whole scheme. And if anyone is serious about the Bible, taking the Bible seriously, then they will see that God's promises to Israel still stand. They're eternal, they're unconditional, and all believers, no matter what your nationality or what group you would hold to, you should be pro-Israel. And there are those Palestinian Christians who are pro-Israel, but others aren't. For example, you have Bethlehem Bible College, who is right at the center of the Christ at the Checkpoint and the BDS movement.
That group, we know, and we've discussed that before here on Prophecy Today, are what would be referred to as replacement theologians. Explain that just briefly, but that plays into this whole situation, does it not?
Yes, it does. As I mentioned before, this replacement theology sees that the church has replaced Israel, and so that God's promises of a physical land to the nation of Israel are now being fulfilled spiritually in the spiritual body of Christ. And so that means that they make a complete distinction between ancient Israel and the present day Israel as reconstituted in 1948.
What's coming out from that reconstituted Israel from 1948? In other words, what's the reactions coming out of Israel on this decision by the Presbyterian Church of the United States of America?
Well, this past Sunday on Meet the Press, Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu, he spoke out against this decision, and he pointed out to them that Israel is a free democracy that respects human rights. And then he went on to suggest that these groups, particularly this particular church in this case, they go to Libya, Syria, and Iraq and see the Christians who are being prosecuted for their faith and the minorities who are being butchered by the terrorists.
So this situation is not good as it relates to the Jewish government, the Jewish people themselves, and Prime Minister Netanyahu speaking out. I know that the Prime Minister, I personally talked with him in the past, I know that he appreciates so much the true Bible-believing born-again Christians in America and those who have a eschatology that Jesus Christ has a plan for the Jewish people in the future and when he comes back. So that is a part of the whole mix. It's what we think about the end times, what we believe the Bible is telling us about those end times. And I guess then this has some great end times implications with all that's going on.
Well, I would agree. And here's my concern. The United States support for Israel has really been politically driven by the fact that there's a large evangelical voting bloc in the United States that has been pro-Israel because of taking the Bible seriously and seeing that God's promises will stand forever. And so I would say that as the church turns against Israel, it's more and more likely that the U.S. will join Israel's enemies. And when they set themselves against Israel, they're going to set themselves against God. And that is not a place that any nation wants to be in.
So then we need to really stop and think about who we side with as it relates to the state of Israel. They are a secularistic, humanistic government, so we don't necessarily have to stand with Israel from a political perspective, but from a biblical perspective, we have an absolute directive. We have to love these people, protect these people, and set them up to be ready to hear the message of the gospel and come to know Christ as Savior. Would you agree with that?
Yes, I would. You know, it's not that we're against the Palestinians. The Palestinians need Christ, and the Palestinians have a right to live peaceably. The problem is they won't live peaceably as a whole. In fact, right now, there has just been a recent survey that shows that the Palestinian support for the two-state solution has dropped to under 30%, which means that they don't want to drop the issue. Rather, they want all of Israel to be a Palestinian state. And so, you know, as we move toward deeper into the end times, Israel is in more and more jeopardy, and we do need to stand with them in their right to the land.
Wow. Some very, very important thoughts that we must have about how we look at this. Our worldview has to be based upon God's Word and the prophetic passages in God's Word as well. I know that I've spoken in churches in the Palestinian areas, and they would tell me when I got up to teach, don't use the word Israel, even if it's in the passage. We cannot allow current events to dictate our eschatology and understanding of the Word of God. What God's Word says is key. David, thank you so much. A very important issue. As always, you've done great research and come to the table with information that we needed to hear and then think about. We'll talk again next time. I'm looking forward to it.
Great to be with you again.